From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Doug Bernard in Washington. U.S. President Donald Trump on Friday announced his administration is imposing new sanctions against North Korea. He spoke to a friendly audience at the Conservative Political Action Committee conference.
I do want to say, because people have asked, North Korea, we imposed today the heaviest sanctions ever imposed on a country before.
Details of the sanctions came from his Treasury Secretary, Steve Mnuchin, who briefed reporters at the White House.
Today's actions will significantly hinder North Korea's ability to conduct evasive maritime activities that facilitate illicit coal and fuel transports and limit the regime's ability to ship goods through international waters.
The announcement comes as the president's daughter Ivanka is in South Korea, attending the close of the Winter Olympic Games. Later on Friday, the president held a joint news conference with Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, where Mr. Trump was asked about school gun violence and his plans for gun control.
The bad guy thinks that somebody's in this room with a weapon that's going to be pointed at him with live bullets. He's not even going into the school. It's the one way you're going to solve it. You're not going to solve it with gun-free spaces.
President Donald Trump. United Nations diplomats are still working on last-minute negotiations on Friday on a resolution to implement a 30-day ceasefire across Syria and lift sieges on towns including Easter Ghouta. Efforts are being made to avoid a Russian veto. Russia has expressed objections to the draft. This is VOA News.